has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When he shall appear, we shall see it. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's progressive. When God gives you a revelation of who he is, get that verse back up for me, that verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, ultimately. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Ultimately, there's an ultimate going into, but there's a progressive going from status into stature. Each time we see him, each time revelation comes to us, it's not to entertain us, it's to transform us. When I see him working in a certain place or doing a certain thing, then it transforms me to be like him. If I saw him do it, then he's equipped me to do it. Hello, somebody. If I saw him speak to a storm and the revelation comes to me, speak to the storm and the storm stops, then right now I'm walking in a revelation. Tell somebody, I'm a storm chaser. That means I'm gonna speak to every storm. Why? I see him as he is. He came to me in revelation, told me to speak to it. I see what happened. Now I'm gonna walk in that thing. I'm not going back to an old relationship. No, I've been brought closer to him. It does not yet appear fully, but I see him right here. I see what he's doing right here, and I'm going to do what he's doing right here. What he's revealed to me to do right here, I'm going to do it right here. It's progressive. We go from status to greater and greater stature. Romans 8, chapter 17. Tell somebody, I'm legal. And if children, then heirs. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Heirs. I'm an heir. That word is not hairs. Heir. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Lord, help us here. We're going to kill the poverty mentality. We're going to kill the spirit of lack and insufficiency. We are joint heirs. Co-heirs, standing next to him. What's his is mine. Get it back. Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. If you are willing to be separated from the world and trust God that his kingdom will provide everything you need, and not run with the world, hello, but believe that God will supply your every need. You know, when you live by kingdom principle, you spend from the pocket of Jehovah. See, bank accounts can run out. Economies can be shaken. But there's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. There's a supply that has no end to it. That's the pocket of Jehovah. And God is not stingy. God is extravagant. Amen. He said, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Is that not the word of God? I said, is that not the word of God? If you delight, you find your delight in me. See, the heart of a father is not only to see his children blessed, but the true heart of a father is to receive his children's affection. You know, when you bless them, you know, it's not you're not trying to buy them. But no matter how extravagantly blessed they are, you always want their affection. That's a father's heart. See, God the Father was a father before the world. But he always has had a passion for sons. Because he was a father before the foundation of the world. Before the creation of man, he was a father. He's always been the father. Now that Jesus has come, he's made a way, he's pioneered a way for many sons, which is the Father's heart. Amen. But his desire for you, no matter how he blesses you, when you get those millions of dollars, when you're so blessed, you got to find ways every day to be a blessing. When you're employing all kind of people, when your whatever reaches the top of the charts, and everything shifts for you overnight, what God's heart is for your heart to be passionate toward him, not just his hand. That's why if we suffer with him, see, that's what the suffering's all about, so that your heart will always be toward him. Not just throwing a coin in the bucket. Not just giving away, I gave my tithe. Where's your heart? Is your heart toward God? Amen. When you're going through, is your heart toward God? When you're blessed beyond measure, is your heart still toward God? Are you still full of praise? Are you still so thankful? Amen. For the blessing that God opened up for you, are you still giving God praise? Do you wake up giving God praise? Or have you gotten arrogant like you did it yourself? See, that's his heart, that your affection will always be to him. That you won't sacrifice your devotion for your business. Amen. Amen. You kind of need to be like Chick-fil-A. Amen. They still ain't open on Sundays. And they still at the top of the chart. That chicken sandwich from Popeyes was nice. Hey, while it lasted. Chick-fil-A still moving on. Still closed on Sunday. Still moving on. Still at the top of the charts. I learned something from that. Because their foundation. See, you can go places where you can't handle it after a while. Tell somebody, I'm an heir. A joint heir with Christ Jesus. The word status simply means the legal character or condition of a person or thing. Tell somebody, I'm legal. God never breaks spirit law. Amen. Spiritual laws. He sets them, or he never breaks them. Amen. And we have been made legal. Amen. The enemy is illegal. Amen. Status also means a stage of progress or development. Relative position in a ranked group or in a social system, a high relative position, a job with status, a state of affairs, a situation. That's all status. Our status is that of a son. Christianity is not about our religion. This is not about our religion. It's not about what we like or dislike, what we believe or don't believe. We are, and I'm going out a little deep on you, so stay with me. Tell somebody, buckle up. We are baptized into the Godhead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are the Lord's offspring.
Amen.
You ain't just somebody bumping around, trying to find your way. Amen. Trying to make a better life. You are God's or the Lord's offspring.
Amen.
Tell somebody, we are his family. Now, say this with me. I am like him. Okay, here we go. God didn't save you to be less than he is.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nate the Great. I heard him loud and clear. I said, God didn't save you to be less than he is.
Amen.
Oh, see it out here. I see it out here. We're in the family of God. But see, what does that make you as far as your status? What does that make you as far as your stature if you're in the family? See, we want to say, yeah, but then when we get into the nuts and bolts of it, we back up and say, oh, no. Because see, you're not afraid of the dark. You're afraid of the light. So you got to the point where you're not afraid of the dog. You rebuke the devil, but when the light starts to shine to the reality of your potential and what you could be and what God desires you to become, people shy back from that. I don't know. People think I'm crazy or going off the deep end. Tell them, yes, I'm going off the deep end. You know, in the song that we sing, The River, by the way, we hadn't sang that song in a while. I talked to my praise team leaders, you know, about that, because that's my favorite song. You know, I got to get back in the river. But there's a part of that song that says there's an ocean that's deeper than fear.
Amen.
You know, God began to minister that song to me one day, and he showed me, because I had a dream. Once and I knew the dream was positive, but you know how sometimes God will give you revelation of something progressively. And I understood to a degree, but then when we started to sing that song, God began to bring that back to my mind. There's an ocean that's, am I saying the words right? That's deeper than fear.
Yes, sir.
In this dream, the devil was over here, and y'all heard me talk about this dream before. I looked at him, and boy, he was terrified. And ugly, and eyes just as big and bulging and full of terror. And he said, you know, there's a whole lot of people that drowned in this. That's what he's saying to me. But I jumped in.
Amen.
And when I jumped in, it was dark everywhere. And when I jumped in, an angel jumped in behind me.
Yes,
and took me by my feet. Instead of me going up to the surface, he took me down. Now, listen. Now, in relation to the song, the Lord is saying there's an ocean that's deeper than fear.
Amen.
I'm going to take you so deep that you go beyond fear. Because the devil's there trying to tell you, you know, you can drown there. But I'm going to take you so deep you get beyond the fear of drowning. Ah, help us, Holy Ghost. I saw that in a dream. There's an ocean. It was an ocean.
Hallelujah.
Deeper than fear.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
We are like him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.